What was overwhelming was the stench. The last race was run at the end of December, and because of the war, racing stopped. April 28th is when the first inmates arrived that were incarcerated at Tanfran, and they were put into the stables because I believe they were still finishing up some of the temporary barracks. Now, all they did to the stables was to whitewash the walls, and the walls were urine saturated, as was the floor, but there were no windows, and the stables had this Dutch door, split doors, and there was another room. So each stable was 10 feet by 20 feet. Each room was 10 feet. And there was another door, once again, a split door, that went to the back room. The racetrack was built in about 1890 or thereabouts. So for the 50 previous years, there were horses there. And of course, they were urinating and defecating. And when you have the floor saturated and the walls saturated, whitewashing just will not cover that smell. So the first thing I found that was overwhelming was the smell. Now, at night, they had to close the doors, and I just can't imagine how really bad it was. As with the stables and the temporary barracks, it was sparse. There were no furnitures whatsoever. So if people had suitcases, they had to live out of the suitcases initially. And you had to put newspaper down if you had newspapers, and then sort of pile your clothes and your personal belongings, either that or on the bed. But the bed had to be open because people sat. That's the only place you could sit. It was very difficult for the people that lived in the stable. It wasn't only the smell. It was the fact that there was no place to put anything. And eventually, people had to make their own furniture.